Good morning. It's 18 minutes after 8 a.m. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW Sitka. Today is Monday, the 23rd of September, and I have a guest in the studio with me today. Good morning, Mr. McLean.
Hey, Peter.
Carrie McLean is the event organizer, for lack of a better term, of the upcoming,
Running of the Boots.
The Running of the Boots. It's kind of a sentinel event. I don't know if that's the right expression, but it's a fixture. It's truly a fixture.
It's a bellwether. It's like terminal dusting. It means the change of the season.
I like that.
Yes. So we've come to the end of summer, and this is greeting the fall. And so we have this huge party. And it's going to be huger than ever this year.
Huger. I like that.
Yes. I like
that right
huger. Out of Webster's. Yeah.
Tell me more.
So this is the 19th year of running through town in your extra tufts or other rubber boots with the zaniest outfit you could possibly imagine.
And I've done this. I have participated in the event. In fact, I'll share that my wife and I did this once in our wedding attire.
Oh.
We had a small child.
Uh-huh.
We threw rice, and someone asked us why we didn't get married before we had our child. It was pretty fun. It was pretty fun. But anyway, I digress. So I hope that gives you a flavor of the event. So what do you have in store? You
it's
said it's
coming
huger
up this
than ever.
Saturday. And it starts at 10 o'clock. What's different is it's always been at the Crescent Harbor Shelter, which, for those of you that have attended this event, know that at this time of the year, it blows big time. I mean, we're talking, you know.
You're talking about the wind.
20, 30
yeah, thank
miles
you.
An
yeah.
hour sideways. Yeah. And you may have noticed that the shelter has no sideways shelter. It only has a roof. And so the wind blows right through there as if you were standing on a skiff in the middle of the ocean. And so this time we're going to be in a tent. And we're going to be right next to St. Michael's Cathedral.
You guys are moving up in the world.
We are. We're joining up with the Chamber of Commerce. And they have joined up with the Alaska Cruise Line Association. And they have a free lunch for everyone in town at noon. And so you can have your choice of rockfish or hamburgers. And they do that with the aid of a tent, a couple of tents, really. And so now everyone's going to be under the big top.
So a free lunch, is this new?
No, it's been going on for about 3 years now. What's new is that Running the Boots will not be at Crescent Harbor Shelter. Do not go to Crescent Harbor Shelter. Go to the big tents by the big church with the big pointy thing in the middle of town.
Nice.
So Lincoln will be closed. And the street will be closed but open to the public. And so come there to the big tent at 10 o'clock. And that's when we'll begin registration and sign up. And then there'll be the majority of the costume. It's really a costume event. It's not – there is a prize for speed, but there's also a prize for slowness. So yeah.
Okay. I have a question, though. So since the venue has changed – this is a short race.
Oh, it is. Yeah.
And so the church putting the start at the church is now you just
cut the course in half.
In half.
Right.
A very short race
but
is now cut in half.
We've added a circle to it. So we're going to
okay.
So the first 20 people that take off get to Harry Races and they get a wooden nickel. And the wooden nickel is good for a soda. And so they don't have to take the soda then. They can take the nickel and, you know, get the soda later. So you go up to Harry Races and hang a left on Harbor Drive, and you go all the way around to Vidal Video and Wells Fargo and go up that little street, and there you are back at the tent.
Wow. So it you don't run the risk of running into oncoming runners if you're fast or slow. Because
right.
Because it used
and
to be an out-and-back kind of a course.
Exactly.
Oh,
exactly.
Wow.
Yeah.
I like it. It's a good improvement.
It's a little loop now.
Yeah, I like it.
And then we'll have some great music there with Ted Howard and friends and some dancing around and lots of great prizes, including a flight-seeing trip, of course, the sodas, lots of toys for the kids, gift certificates for great dinners all over town, as well as groceries.
So, Carrie, how does one become eligible for these prizes?
Show up at 10 o'clock and register. Or, you know, you could be push it till 10, like 10:30, and pay $5 and $20 for a crowd. Okay. And we have lots of crowds. It's pretty much a group thing. Like, I've heard a lot of rumors about what AmeriCorps is going to be doing this year.
Oh.
Yeah.
But we're not going to give those away.
No. You have to come see it for yourself.
All right. That's good.
So you show up, pay your money, get your ticket, and run. And there are so many prizes. Pretty much everybody gets something.
Sounds like a fun event. Carrie, I want to spend a little time asking you how you got involved in this, a little bit about the history. So Ken Fate of Raven Radio fame started this 19 years ago.
Okay. Yes. And the story is that he and a bunch of rather raucous friends in not a lot of attire, but the boots, ran through town reclaiming it from tourism.
Ah.
And now, of course, our sponsor is the cruise ship agency. So things have changed over the years.
Yeah, and then it was taken over by Sheila Finkenbeiner with Sicca Works.
Exactly, yeah, Sicca Works. And she asked me to help her with that project. And it did have a lip sync component to it. And then the local food network came around and started the farmer's market. And it's been a fundraiser for the local food network now for 6 years.
So she asked you to lip sync. I have to ask you this question. Mm, yeah. She asked you to lip sync something. Could you tell us what that, a little more about that?
Yeah, it was whatever Lola wants. She had a friend, a tall African-American young man, who portrayed Lola, a woman. And she thought, well, you know, here's this kind of short, dumpy, older guy. He could just do the same part.
And did you take her up on that?
I tried, but, you know, the boots were like, they came up, they were just like, they wouldn't fit. Yeah.
And okay. So you declined,
the afro
respectfully.
Fell off and yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
But I helped the project, you know, the running of the boots. So I've been doing that ever since.
Well, 19 years later, we're having the event again. It's coming up on Saturday, 10 o'clock registration.
Terrific prizes for a great cause. Help the local food network and have a lot of fun. Listen to some good music. Sherry was up late with the kids putting on flowers on their boots and with hot glue gun. And
yeah, don't give it away. Okay. Don't give it away. You'll have to come and see it. So thanks. We've been speaking with Carrie McLean. He's organizing the 19th annual Running of the Boots event coming up this Saturday. Thank you so much for coming in.
You bet.
It's always a pleasure.
See you there. Bring your rice.
I'll bring my rice. That's a deal.